You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 137.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
We are back with another Fast Friday episode this week. We are just concluding the planning party over in my Blissful Bites Facebook group. We had 5 days of amazing planning our vision, our goals, and our projects for 2017. And it went really, really well. I was so excited to have over 1,100 people. Actually, my goal was 1,000 and we had over 1,100 people. So we had a great group of people who just worked really hard all week and are ready now for 2017. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is something that I talked about in my group, but I think it's really, really important. And since you are probably taking the time out to plan out your 2017, I want you to think about this. So we all know having goals is really important. And if you have joined the planning party or you join any of my workshops over the past year, you know that I believe writing down goals is really important. But the first thing I want to tell you is that it doesn't stop here. It's not like New Year's resolutions, which you might approach it like this, where you just write things down, you set it and forget it. You know that you can't just write things down and then never look at them again and hope for them to happen or wish for them to happen. Obviously, visualization and having a positive attitude is a great place to start, but you actually have to plan to achieve those goals. If you don't show up every day, if you're not consistent, if you don't work hard, then those goals aren't just going to happen through like osmosis. You have to make a system for how you're going to achieve those goals. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. Make sure you have a really clear system for achieving goals. And if you haven't yet, you can still sign up for the planning party and you can just do it on your own time if you missed it. And you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/planning. That will give you all 5 days of planning for 2017. You have to take the time to write out goals and then create projects and daily tasks so you actually have a system to work towards your goals. And I said that like 3 times, but yes, that's how it's important. I always give the example, since a lot of you are bloggers who are listening, that if you're looking to increase your page views by a certain percent in a certain period of time, you need to have the different projects or strategies that you're going to do and work on every single day to get to that goal. So whether that's redoing blog posts to optimize them for SEO or working on Pinterest images so people will pin them when they come to your site. Whatever those projects are, you need to work on them every single day, and you have to have a way that will help you get there. So the next thing that I want to talk to you is make sure you have goals for your stage. If you are basically on the internet, then it's very easy to get caught up in the comparison trap and see fancy words like sales funnels and marketing and Facebook ads and opt-ins. It is a little complicated. And if you are not at that stage where you have a great audience or where you have a product that you're ready to sell, if you're at the beginning stage, then you don't need to worry about sales funnels or Facebook ads. You need to worry about having content and having a product or really figuring out what is going to serve your audience. So don't get so far ahead of yourself because you're looking around and looking at what other people are doing or other people want to be doing. Don't get caught up in those fancy marketing terms like funnels. I see that word thrown around all of the time. If you're not ready for a funnel, don't make creating a funnel a project, because you have to be in the right place to have a funnel. You have to have certain things in place like an audience or like a product, so you're not making a funnel before you even validate your product or validate your blog and have an audience. So make sure you're setting goals for your stage. And of course, that doesn't mean don't reach for the stars or don't have big goals. It just means let's be realistic and let's set goals that you can achieve in the next 90 days. Then the last thing I want to talk about is just when you're creating your projects, I get a lot of questions about where do I even start? And the answer to that is when you're creating your goals, then from there, create your projects. That's what's going to help you reach your goals. From there, you need to kind of do a brain dump with all of your projects. And you need to say, okay, first of all, what project will move me forward the most? And then you can also say, what will move me forward and what can I get done the fastest? Because if you can get something that's going to have a lot of impact, that's going to really move you forward, and you can do it in a relatively short amount of time, do that first. So you need to kind of do weigh it out and look at all your projects and say, what do I need to start with? And now don't be switching all around from one project to another. Start and finish a project and then move on. And then you really need to look at it and say, okay, what worked well? What worked? What didn't work that well? I'm going to do more of this, less of this. So these are just the three things that I want you to really, really think about. Make sure you are making goals for the stage of business you are in. Don't get caught up in fancy marketing terms. And then make sure when you're writing out your projects that you're weighing them out and saying, what has the biggest impact? What am I going to do to move me forward? And make sure you start off every day. If you can start off every day knocking off 1 to 3 big tasks that are going to move you forward, then you are going to see a big difference in 1 month and 2 months. But you need to really, really get focused and figure out what those high value tasks are. So after you have that all figured out, then what I want you to do is you need to work on professional development. You need to figure out what are you going to do to help move you forward every single day? How are you going to learn to do those things you want to get better at? How are you going to learn how to create an ebook? Or how are you going to learn how to pitch brands and write great sponsored posts? Well, I have the answer for that. I want you to join us for the 2017 Food Entrepreneur Summit. It just opened. If you are listening to this when it goes live, then this podcast might even go live before it opens, because it opens at 10 a.m. Eastern on December 16th. It's a Friday. So it is only open until December 30th, so make sure you sign up now. And it's going to be some great business and professional development. There is the biggest draw of the Food Entrepreneur Summit is the community, because the speakers are getting inside the community. After you watch the videos, they are answering your questions. So if you are ready to show up, if you are ready to learn, if you're ready to take in some info, do the work, and ask questions to people who are successful entrepreneurs, successful writers, successful bloggers who've been there and make consistent good income every single month, then you need to come join us. So for the first 4 days, we are having a special introductory price. So you can find out all about it if you go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. I really hope you'll join us. I am so psyched. There's a lot of bonuses inside the program. Like Tessa from Handle the Heat is sharing her exact process for creating ebooks, and it is unreal. There is so much value inside this summit. And then the community is just It's just what makes it super unique. So NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. Come join us, and I can't wait to see you there. Have a great day. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.